Welcome to Business Beat. Here each week, KBIA takes a look at the business and economic issues facing Mid-Missouri. I'm Christopher Husted. Coming up, we'll delve into a small school district trying to get a bond passed for the third time. But first, grain elevators across the country store billions of bushels of farm products like corn and wheat. They're a staple of rural communities. But the dust that piles up in grain storage facilities is highly combustible. It can be 6 times more explosive than gunpowder. Just one spark can send a blast that will shake the ground for miles. After a deadly explosion in northeast Kansas, some of the victims' families say the only way to put a stop to grain explosions may be to bring criminal prosecutions against grain companies. Harvest Public Media's Jeremy Bernfeld reports.
When the Bartlett grain elevator exploded in the small rural city of Atchison, Kansas, just about every one of its 11,000 residents knew it immediately. People who live miles away talk about pictures jumping off walls. The explosion in late October 2011 killed 6 workers. One of them was 20-year-old Chad Roberts. By the time rescuers got to Roberts' body, he was already dead. His mother, Zoe Bach, is still grieving.
I know I finally did accept that, you know, that he was gone, but it still, to this day, bothers me that I didn't get to hug him and give him a kiss and tell him that I loved him, except through a casket.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, known as OSHA, regulates workplace safety. In April 2012, OSHA cited Bartlett Grain with 5 willful violations and 8 serious violations of workplace safety rules. Secretary of Labor Hilda Solis announced the citations. She said, quote, "The deaths of these 6 workers could have been prevented had the grain elevator's operators addressed hazards that are well known in this industry." You should know the company, which has conducted its own investigation, strongly disputes the government's findings. In essence, OSHA says that despite its dangerous nature, if grain dust is managed properly, explosions are preventable. Still, explosions at grain handling facilities have killed more than 180 people over the last few decades. The annual number of grain explosions has been declining for a while now, thanks in part to regulations put in place in the late 80s. But safety advocates say that bringing criminal charges against companies that willfully contribute to deadly explosions is the only way to fully protect future workers. Investigative reporter Mike McGraw has been following the Bartlett case for the Kansas City Star. He found that the U.S. attorney in Kansas is considering a request from OSHA that criminal charges be brought in the Bartlett case. That's rare for the grain industry.
OSHA feels that because these alleged violations were willful violations, in that the company had reason to believe they were not complying with OSHA rules and people died, those are the kinds of cases that often get referred to the U.S. attorney for possible criminal charges.
It could be months before the U.S. attorney decides whether the charges are warranted. But Kevin Bach, Zoe's husband and Chad Roberts' stepfather, says criminal charges in the Bartlett case would send a statement to the industry.
In my opinion, somebody needs to go to jail. But that's my opinion. But I want charges. I want to see criminal charges and I want to see a conviction on it. I'm going to push as hard as I can.
Kevin Bach says he spends hours each week following the case, collecting documents, making phone calls, prodding OSHA investigators and the federal prosecutors. Again, Zoe Bach.
We have to keep these guys alive so they know that what they've done or what has happened, they need to fix it so it doesn't happen again.
The Bachs and families of 3 of the other victims have also brought civil lawsuits against Bartlett Grain and some of its executives. Bartlett vigorously denies wrongdoing, saying the explosion was a tragic accident. After a request for an interview, the company provided a statement that reads, in part, quote, "Bartlett Grain is dedicated to employee safety and has a long record of compliance with OSHA regulations." Further, the company calls the OSHA citations flawed and questions whether it has proof for all of the allegations. Tom Tunnell is president and CEO of the Kansas Grain and Feed Association, which represents grain elevators in Kansas. He says the industry puts a premium on safety and has invested millions of dollars into safety research.
It's like when you get in your car daily and drive down the road, you can have airbags and safety belts and all kinds of good, conscionable driving techniques, but you could still be killed by a drunk driver. There's always a potential of a problem or a situation.
Bartlett rebuilt the grain elevator in Atchison. It's one of 3 in this gritty city along the Missouri River. There's a rail yard in the center of town, and grain bins, industrial plants line Main Street.
When they announced their intention to rebuild, it was just almost a huge collective sigh of relief that they recognized the importance of that elevator to this community as well.
That's Jackie Prejean, president of the Atchison Area Chamber of Commerce. The town is happy to have the elevator back up and running and is trying to move past the tragedy, even if they won't forget it.
You don't forget those things. You never forget them. You know, where were you when Kennedy was shot? Where were you when 9/11? All that stuff. You never forget it.
That's what the box are counting on, never forgetting the accident in Atchison. And it's those memories that spur Kevin Bach to make the Atchison explosion a warning.
The only way to stop is put somebody in jail. And the only way to do that is get a criminal conviction. And until then, other companies won't take notice, and there's other families and other kids, other dads, moms, won't go home. Go to work, and they won't come home.
According to OSHA, there were an average of 7.5 grain explosions annually between 2002 and 2011. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.
To hear more about Jeremy Bernfeld's report, tune into Field Notes this Friday. Now, in the small town of Hallsville, Missouri, the school district is hoping the third time is a charm as it puts a school bond issue on a ballot for, well, the third time. The April 2nd ballot issue would increase the school tax levy by about 5 cents to finance a $2 million bond for campus improvements. That's down from the $4.3 million the district asked for last April and August. Hallsville School District Superintendent John Robertson says more than half of the $2 million will go toward tearing down and replacing the science and health and fitness classrooms. He estimates about $300,000 to $500,000 will be used on security cameras, entrances, and other safety improvements.
Certainly the tragedy at Sandy Hook in December really brought all those things to light. So in our public meetings, we had a lot of discussion about the security of our buildings, and certainly there are some things we need to do to make that better.
The vice president of the parent-teacher organization, Shanda Nichols, says as a parent, safety is the biggest issue on her mind. Another concern Nichols has is the outdated equipment in the current science classrooms and labs. The last upgrade occurred in 1980.
So we're looking at basically bringing all that up to current technologies, and our kids need that in order to go on and go to college.
Nichols says she is confident that voters will support the ballot this time. That's it for Business Beat. I'm Christopher Husted. Thanks for listening.